Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says development of the country depends on inclusive and accelerated development of states. Asks states to learn from each other's best practices and experiences. Union Health Ministry issues guidelines for transporting human organs through various modes of travel. Army intensifies humanitarian assistance and relief operations in cloudburst and landslide affected areas of Himachal Pradesh. Foreign delegates at International Conference of Agricultural Economists hail India's agricultural potential and its overall growth story. India's lone shuttler in fray, Lakshya Sen, to face Viktor Axelsen of Denmark in semi-finals at Paris Olympics this afternoon. And in men's cricket, India to take on host Sri Lanka in second ODI in Colombo today. And now the news in detail. The two-day conference of governors concluded at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu lauded the collective efforts of the governors to have comprehensive discussions in the spirit of mutual learning. In her closing remarks, she appreciated that various groups of governors came out with their valuable ideas and suggestions to improve the functioning of the office as well as for the welfare of the people. She expressed confidence that these suggestions will be implemented. The president said that the development of the country depends on the inclusive and accelerated development of the states, and all states must move forward by learning from each other's best practices and experiences. She urged the governors to ensure that the benefits of all public welfare programs reach every eligible person so that the goal of inclusive development can be achieved in the true sense. Addressing the concluding session, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that the two-day conference had left an indelible imprint on the minds of all participants who discussed important issues in great detail. He said that the governors should not hesitate in seeking information and maintaining sustained communication with the respective state governments for effective functioning. In his address, Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged the governors to evolve an ideal model of governance in Raj Bhavans. He also urged the governors to embrace technology in their functioning and promote digitization. Union Health Ministry has issued standard operating procedures, SOPs, for transporting human organs through various modes of travel such as air, road, railways and waterways. The SOPs issued by the government will serve as a guiding document for those involved in organ transplants across the country. Health Secretary Apoorva Chandra said that these SOPs are a roadmap for organ retrieval and transplant institutions across the country, ensuring adherence to best practices and quality standards. Indian Army has intensified its ongoing humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations in Himachal Pradesh by mobilizing several resources following the cloudburst and landslides in Shimla and Mandi districts. Army said as part of the assistance and relief operations at flood-hit Samej, around 90 civilians were moved and treated at the Army's medical camp. Search operations in landslide-hit Wayanad in Kerala entered the sixth day today. Four bodies were recovered yesterday, of which three were retrieved from the Cheliyar River in Nilambur. 13 dismembered body parts were also recovered from the river. More than 1,260 persons belonging to the armed forces are engaged in humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations in the affected areas. Foreign delegates at the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists, ICAE, have hailed India's agricultural potential and its overall growth story. The six-day event saw participation of distinguished international delegates who praised India's agricultural achievements and innovations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the conference in New Delhi yesterday, which is being attended by delegates from 75 countries. Hasmin, a delegate from Bangladesh, praised India's standing in the global agricultural scenario, saying the country has been a leading producer of many agricultural items. She said India's diverse ecosystems and agricultural education infrastructure plays a crucial role in its agricultural success. Kenyan delegate Dodo Makwal said India is rapidly developing in agriculture and the research being conducted here is commendable. He hailed India's role in supplying food to other countries through its traditional agricultural growth. Sovereign, a Japanese delegate, praised India's ability to produce and export a variety of agricultural products. She emphasized the importance of collaboration between India and other countries to leverage traditional systems and modern technologies. Addressing the conference, PM Modi said that India has emerged as a food surplus country with a robust agriculture sector.
आज भारत एक फूड सरप्लस देश है. आज भारत दूध, दाल और मसालों का सबसे बड़ा प्रोड्यूसर है. एक वो समय था जब भारत की फूड सिक्योरिटी दुनिया की चिंता का विषय. एक आज का समय है जब भारत ग्लोबल फूड सिक्योरिटी, ग्लोबल न्यूट्रिशन सिक्योरिटी, इसके सॉल्यूशन देने में जुटा है.
Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the construction work for Tata's semiconductor unit at Morigaon in Assam has begun. Sharing more details about the plant, Mr. Vaishnav said that this unit will be set up with an investment of 27,000 crore rupees and will generate 15,000 direct and 11 to 13,000 indirect jobs.
ये बहुत ही खुशी की बात है कि इससे असम में 27,000 करोड़ रुपए का इन्वेस्टमेंट आएगा और इससे करीब 15,000 डायरेक्ट जॉब्स और 11 से 13,000 इनडायरेक्ट जॉब्स क्रिएट होंगे. सेमीकंडक्टर एक फाउंडेशनल इंडस्ट्री है. इसमें केवल उसी यूनिट के जॉब्स को काउंट करना उचित नहीं होता है. जैसे सेमीकंडक्टर यूनिट आता है उसके साथ ही साथ बहुत सारी डाउनस्ट्रीम इंडस्ट्रीज भी उसके साथ ही साथ आने लगती है.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. Beginning the first leg of this visit, President Murmu will depart from New Delhi to Nadi in Fiji later this evening. More details from our correspondent.
In the first leg of her visit to Fiji, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings in the capital city Suva. The President will address the Fijian Parliament and participate in community interaction. In New Zealand, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings and address an international education conference in Wellington. She will also interact with the Indian diaspora and Friends of India at a community reception in Auckland. In the last leg of her visit to Timor-Leste, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings in the capital city Dili and attend community reception with Indians in Timor-Leste and Friends of India. President Murmu's three-nation visit is expected to give further impetus to India's Act East policy and reaffirm India's special focus on the Southeast Asia and the Pacific region. Sri Sai for Akashvani News, New Delhi.
Foreign portfolio investors, FPIs, invested 54,727 crore rupees in equity and debt in the month of July 2024. According to data from the National Securities Depository Limited, or NSDL, FPIs allocated 32,364 crore rupees to equity and 22,363 crore rupees to debt during the same period. Experts attribute this substantial inflow to a strong economic outlook, a rate cut, and government fiscal discipline. The Akashvani Music Concert 2024 has begun in New Delhi. The two-day concert is being held at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan Auditorium. On the first day, renowned musician Pandit Rajen Prasanna captivated the audience on the tunes of his flute, while Pandit Jayatirth Mevandi lent his mesmerizing baritone. Maestros such as Pandit Vishwamohan Bhatt, Pandit Salil Bhatt, Pandit Sajjan Mishra and Swaranj Mishra will perform today. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over West Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. The IMD has attributed such a strong weather condition to a low-pressure area formed over southwest Rajasthan and its neighborhood. A report.
The IMD has predicted extremely heavy rainfall will also be likely over ghat areas of Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa today. It added that isolated heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over Jammu Kashmir and Punjab today, as well as Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Northeast India during the next 6 days. Meanwhile, in South Peninsular India, heavy rainfall conditions will be present over coastal Karnataka today and heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahe and Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted light to moderate rainfall over most of the country during the week. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
On to sports now. At the Paris Olympics, Lakshya Sen, the lone Indian shuttler in the fray, will face Tokyo Olympics gold medalist Victor Axelsen of Denmark in the semifinals today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. A victory would secure Lakshya a spot in the final and ensure him a medal. We have a report.
Yesterday promised medals but ended on a disappointing note for India. Manu Bhakar's record-breaking medal-winning run was on the cusp of reaching new heights as she turned out for the final of the women's 25-meter pistol event, running for a third straight Olympic medal from the same games. The 22-year-old stayed in contention for a podium finish till the end before a heart-breaking shoot-off defeat for the bronze medal as she ended up in fourth, just out of the medal places. But with two bronze medals from Shataro, she has already gone where no Indian Olympian has reached post-independence. Meanwhile, Anant Jeet Naruka couldn't make it to the men's skeet final. Maheshwari Chauhan can still reach the women's skeet final and is currently in 8th spot with 2 rounds of qualifying left. The mood was buoyant at the archery arena as well as 2 Indian archers, former world number 1 Deepika Kumari and the up-and-coming Bhajan Kaur, knocked on the doors of the medal rounds in the women's individual competition. Both suffered narrow losses, Bhajan in the round of 16 and the 4-time Olympian Deepika in the last 8 when she seemed all but through to the semi-finals as a couple of awry arrows put way to India's aspirations. Meanwhile, a confident Nishant Dev trudged out to face Marco Alonso Verde Alvarez in the quarterfinals of the 71kg category in the boxing competition, knowing a victory will ensure a coveted Olympic medal. But after a battle of attrition, Nishant found himself in the wrong corner, defeated 4-1 as India just fell short of yet another medal. After 3 rounds of play at the historic Le Golf National, the 2 Indian golfers in the fray, Shubhankar Sharma and Gaganjit Bhullar, find themselves down the pecking order and way off the medal places after a mixed showing. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting from Paris for Akashvani.
In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Sri Lanka in the second one-day international ODI of a 3-match series at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo today. The match will start at 2:30 p.m. IST. Both teams will be vying to register their first win of the series after playing a tie in the thrilling inaugural match. In Jammu and Kashmir, over 4.9 lakh pilgrims have so far visited the Amarnath Ji Cave Shrine, situated at a height of 3,880 meters in Anantnag district, housing an ice shivling. Our Jammu correspondent reports that the 38th batch of 1,112 pilgrims today left the Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas base camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Prashant.
Thank you, Sara. India aiding global food security, says Modi, writes the Hindustan Times, covering the Prime Minister's remarks at the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists. The paper also writes 5 J&K cops found linked to narco terror sacked. Rescue operations continue in Uttarakhand for third day, 1,300 still stranded, writes the Hindu. In Paris Olympics, Manu narrowly misses third medal, finishes fourth in 25-meter pistol event, writes the Sunday Statesman. Financial Express Sunday writes, Lakshya's secret ingredient, mother's noodle soup, adding that the Indian shuttler has customized meals specially prepared by his mother, who travels with him along with his father and brother. And the Sunday Express has a story of one Ravi Chandran Bathran, a postdoctoral fellow who worked in the University of Southampton and holds a PhD from English and Foreign Languages University, Hyderabad, has for the past 3 years been cleaning septic tanks for a living. The paper writes, this PhD cleans septic tanks in Tamil Nadu. His paper cited in SC verdict. And with that, it's back to you, Sara.
Thanks, Prashant. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says development of the country depends on inclusive and accelerated development of states. Ask states to learn from each other's best practices and experiences. Union Health Ministry issues guidelines for transporting human organs through various modes of travel. Army intensifies humanitarian assistance and relief operations in Himachal Pradesh. Foreign delegates at International Conference of Agricultural Economists hail India's agricultural potential and its overall growth story. India's lone shuttler in fray, Lakshya Sen, to face Victor Axelsen of Denmark in semi-finals at Paris Olympics. And in men's cricket, India to take on host Sri Lanka in second ODI in Colombo today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.